Let's go. I want to start by just doing a brief overview of matrescence. Now, I assume most of you here know what this phenomenal term is by now because you've found me and my work. But I think it is important to just establish some, I guess, some foundations, some groundings around it, and then launching into the particular areas. So, matrescence is a term that was first developed, first coined by Dana Raphael, a phenomenal elder for all of us, in the 1970s. She was an anthropologist and a fierce advocate for mothers and breastfeeding and empowering women through this experience. And she looked at what was happening to the birthing sector and to mothers in the 70s and saw a lot of problems. And in her attempt to try and understand what we needed, she brought in two terms. One we know really well by now, doula. She looked at it and said, there needs to be an advocate for the woman in that room. There needs to be someone who supports her through the transition through motherhood and stays with her for the first 4 6 weeks afterwards to support breastfeeding, if that's what she'll do, to support that nourishment of the mother. And although it was a bit out there in the 70s, obviously it did grow in popularity, and doula is not such an unknown thing in parts of the world now. But at the same time, she also saw that this transition that we're talking about is not instant, that there was this period of becoming that we needed to study more, that when we give birth, we are not automatically a mother. And that was pretty much as far as it went in that time. It was this acknowledgement of there's something here, it's called matrescence, and we need to understand it more. And then it kind of got lost in the research books. Didn't really leave academia, was never really taken up. A lot of Dana Raphael's work at the beginning was very much dismissed as some hippie breastfeeding fanatic. And so it was ignored until my teacher and mentor, Dr. Aurélie Athen, a few years ago now, actually more than that, probably about 10 years ago now, was looking at, she's a phenomenal, phenomenal woman and is deeply interested in the spiritual transformation we go through in times of our life, the rites of passage, the transformation, the upgrading almost of ourselves. And she was studying as a psychologist at Columbia University that when you experience the end of life, you often have a massive transformation. You are never the same again. If you've ever supported anyone through death or lost somebody, it changes you. It changes your view of the world. It changes your priorities, your values, the way you just see everything is different. And she wanted to know, does the same thing happen at the start of life? If that's what someone experiences when they experience the end of life, I wonder if the same thing happens at the start of life. And that's how she began to look at the experience of becoming a mum. And in her research, she discovered matrescence, and it was a light bulb moment. Just as it is with all of us. And I think it's really, really important always for us as advocates of this, as activists, as women who want to be a part of the changes, that we always acknowledge the foundations of where this has come from. We always acknowledge our teachers. We always thank them and say, this, we're here because of them. And Dr. Athen then took this idea of matrescence into her lab. She has a lab at Columbia University with psychology students, and how much fun would this be? They sit around and they throw ideas around and try and figure out how to make matrescence understood. What are we going to do with this term? And it was one of her students who said in the lab, actually, matrescence is like adolescence. It's this experience of becoming that takes time. And maybe if we frame it that way, the world will understand. And of course, we have. Because just like in adolescence, when your child wakes up on their 13th birthday, they are now not an adult. It is now this beginning of a transition where everything changes. I don't know who else has got teenagers, but it is this period of deep questioning, pushing back on rules, trying out different things. Their body changes, their hormones change, their brain changes, but so does their identity, who they see themselves with, how they view the world. Suddenly they get passionate about the environment or women's rights, my kids do. Same thing with being a mum. When you give birth, you're not immediately a mother. It is a period of transition where everything changes. You question everything. You see everything differently. The way you see the world, the way you see your relationships, how you feel about your job, how you feel about the environment, but also, of course, physical, emotional, psychological, spiritual changes. And so that is what has catapulted my work. I worked with mums I have been coaching mums for the last 8-9 years and have been researching and questioning what happens to a woman when she becomes a mother for 14 years. And it was when I heard this word that everything changed for me too. Now, matrescence, thank goodness, is beginning to gain momentum around the world in some small parts. Sometimes we think that it's bigger than it is. If you ask most mothers on the street, they've never heard of it. In fact, if you ask most obstetricians, they've never heard of it. But it is beginning to spark conversation. What I really want us to do this week is to take this idea of matrescence and deepen it into the global changes that mothers so desperately need. What I mean by that is I think matrescence can sometimes be assumed we're talking about pregnancy, birth, and postpartum support. And of course, that's included. It's included in what I do as a training, but it's also included in the global conversation about matrescence. But what really gets me excited here is that I think, and what I'll be sharing with you all week, is that there's something more here. Matrescence gives us an opportunity to look at how a woman feels about her body and what the world says about her body. What the world says about her relationships and how she feels about her relationship and how that changes, even though she promised it wouldn't and now she doesn't know what to do about it. How she feels about her work and her career, what we can do in workplaces about that. How she feels about the world in terms of her role in the world, and now she's suddenly activated and she's wanting to quit her job and start something different. We want to really use this as a catalyst to change the way mothers are supported. Good, I'm glad, Jane. And the reason why this is so important, even more than last year when I did this, is that we're another year into the pandemic. And it is mothers across the board that have suffered the most in terms of the economic impact. More mothers have left their roles to be able to balance remote learning than men, statistically. And if you then look at minority groups of Latino or Black or Indigenous women around the world, it is even worse. We have gone back decades in equality for women in the workplace because of this pandemic. And then you look at their health, the health of women after the last 2 years, the rate of burnout, the rate of depletion. Some statistics are showing that at least 1 in 4 women are still considering leaving their jobs, working mothers leaving their jobs because they just can't possibly do this anymore. So we really need to make some big changes. So in Mama Rising, the way I teach it is there is a wheel of matrescence. So imagine if you can see with my hands, I'm creating this big circle and it's like the wheel of life. If you've ever done life coaching or any types of coaching or self-improvement, self-development course, you'll have the wheel of life. In Mama Rising, we have the wheel of matrescence. And these are all the different areas that matrescence affects. And so I've just picked out a few of them to deepen this week. So today we're going to start with her body. We know that motherhood changes our body. We know how it changes it physically, hormonally. It changes the structure of our brain. Neurological science has proven that it actually changes forever different pathways in your brain. Matrescence includes a neural change that goes from you thinking about yourself to thinking about the world. Another way to describe this is it goes from me to we. And so it's not just some weird hormonal change that suddenly you're watching the news and you get all emotional and teary because you see bushfires, floods, children stuck in boats with the water rising. That's not just some emotional, you know, female thing. This is because your brain has actually been rewired to start considering the world differently, because survival speaking, you want the world to be a safe place for your child. That's actually switched in your brain. Later in the week, we're going to talk about how this shows up in your career. It's often why working mums feel so differently about their career and want to have a bigger contribution, because suddenly they're looking at the world thinking, oh my God, how am I going to be a part of the change that needs to be seen? So these are the physical things that go on. But what I wanted to show you today is that we also are told how our body should perform in motherhood. We have a cultural story that says, because you were born female, you should want to be a mother. You should find it easy and natural and quick to become pregnant. You should birth beautifully, easily and naturally. You should breastfeed easily and naturally. And you should enjoy every moment of it. And this is a cultural story that we were given in the 1950s and earlier, that a woman's role was to become a mother. And the feminist movement in the 70s and beyond will say that we broke up with this. We now have choice. We now have freedom to choose whether we want to be a mother, when we want to be a mother. We're also told that it's okay if you need IVF. It's okay if you have to have a cesarean or choose to have a cesarean. Bottle feeding is fine if you don't want to or can't breastfeeding. But if you ask any single mother, and I have thousands of them, there is still an internal dialogue that says, there's something wrong with me. I should have been able to do it differently. It's called the maternal mandate. And this is one of the key areas that I think matrescence has the potential to change. Because if we start using the term matrescence to explain that becoming a mother is not this natural thing that happens as soon as you pee on a stick and see that there's two lines, it's not an instant role understanding that you have as soon as the baby comes out of you, however it comes. This is something we have to learn. It's not a natural thing in the sense of, here's your baby, go home, figure it out. If we use the lens of matrescence to understand that this is something we grow into, just as we grow into being an adult, we grow into being a mother. We also begin to change that story she has around what her body needs to do. If you're a mother, because I know there's many here who aren't, but if you've had this experience, was there any moments where you felt like your body was failing you because you didn't do this the right way? Perhaps you had a miscarriage. Perhaps you needed to have IVF. Perhaps you had the most beautiful, divine, natural pregnancy and birth, but you still hated it. You felt awful in your body. You didn't like the way it moved. You felt out of control during labor. Any of these things, our cultural story still says you should find this easy and natural. And if you don't, there's something wrong with you. So as always, throughout any of these conversations, if it does bring up any emotions or tears, just place your hand on your heart or over your belly and just give it a rub. Everyone who's done my programs will hear me say a million times, our brain doesn't know that it's our own hand. Our brain and our nervous system just receives the support and the nourishment and the comfort. So whenever you feel like, oh, that's just brought back a memory, you can just do that for yourself. This is, if we begin the process of motherhood judging our body, not understanding how it's changing, that it takes time to learn these things. If we start this experience being told, trust your intuition because you're a woman, you'll know what to do. and our intuition is either silent or raging, think about what that does to her. And because we live in a culture where none of this is spoken about, she goes quiet, she internalizes it, and she judges herself. The idea that we should have intuition around this comes from a cultural time hundreds and hundreds of years ago where we did all live in a village and we handed each other's babies around. And as an eight-year-old, you would have been carrying your cousin's, your sister's baby, all of it. You would have been surrounded by babies and mothering. And therefore, there would have been an intuition for it because it's just the way you lived. We don't have a natural instinct for this anymore because we mother in isolation. So telling a woman, don't worry, you'll know what to do, is an act of violence in a way, in my opinion. But that's why we're here, because we're going to be part of the change.